Hello, welcome to Awakening with Dr. Jenny. On today's episode, I shared two very personal stories about how past life regression and meditation helped clear not only something blocking my business, but also began to clear some relationship patterns and do a very significant soul healing that happened more spontaneously. So in this episode, I talk a little bit about what past life regression and these types of meditations are. I talk a little bit about energetically how it affects us and mind, body, and soul. And I share with you the impact that it had on me personally to be walked through the need to do much deeper healing work, even when I did not think it was necessary on one particular side of my family. And it came up specifically related to financial healing, not necessarily the healing of relationships. So in this episode, I take you through a little bit of a circular whirlwind of how I came to need to sit and do this work on my own. And I talk a little bit about the benefits of doing past life regression with a trained therapist or a trained professional who has expertise in this area, just to begin to help you open up and have some insight that this is something that can happen in a therapy session if you have a therapist who's walked this path on their own and now have gotten training. And it's something just to open up your mind that there's different healing modalities now available for the first time coming to places like the United States that have been used in other parts of the world for healing for quite some time. And it's just a really good tool for ancestral healing, which is something that I know many of you have been discussing in your therapy sessions. So I hope that this personal story and my own personal experience encourages you to be open to begin to think about other modalities that might be helpful on your healing journey to date. Enjoy. Hello, welcome to today's episode. This is your host, Dr. Jenny. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about past life regression and why everything you've ever been told about relationships and the healing of financial and ancestral karma is incomplete. So I will not say that it's wrong. I think that we go through different phases at different times to learn different things. But I believe that I've seen in my clients, and certainly the journey I've had to go through to do this deeper level healing work, is not something that I think is well understood. I think it's something that is coming to fruition collectively now. But the idea of having to do ancestral work is actually it's actually what psychology is based on, right? So in the traditional psychology world, we normally do a very structured intake process, and we ask a lot about your family history. And most people come in and they don't know anything about their family history, at least in Western culture. In other cultures, they probably do know more. They tend to be more collectivistic cultures. They kind of know stuff about their grandparents because they probably lived with their grandparents. But in the United States, it's not unusual for clients to basically ask, you know, I want date coaching. Why are you asking me about my grandparents? So in a traditional, you know, mental health setting, we're asking for your family history because we are doing a version of ancestral healing work. But when you cross over into the spiritual world, you're talking about doing the ancestral healing work on an energetic level. So there can be times where you've done ancestral healing work in a traditional mental health setting, where you've learned about the power dynamics in your family, and you've learned about the different energies, and you've learned why Uncle so-and-so has been acting like a jerk, and what your version of responsibility is, and kind of you've worked through family dynamics. That is starting for many people to not be enough healing work, and there's often another layer to go through when we get to a particular point in our life and we're doing more spiritual and energetic healing work. This is the reason why there's been increased interest in ayahuasca and psychedelics, because people are trying to figure out, okay, I've done all this other work. Why am I still dealing with the same issues over and over again? From a spiritual healing perspective, we continuously repeat cycles over and over again. Transpersonal psychologists who are very interested in helping you connect with your higher self and your soul will tell you we keep repeating these cycles over and over again because there are stories that have been passed from one lifetime to the next. So it can be very frustrating to start the process and either to continue to get into certain kinds of relationships over and over again to repeat a pattern, to get into certain kinds of work situations over and over again to repeat a pattern, to get into certain money situations over and over and to repeat a pattern. Be very exhausting and tiring to be trying to use your brain to figure out why the crap keeps happening over and over and over again. And so for most clients, this is the entree into some of the other healing arts, and in the context of a structured therapy-like setting, past life regression or hypnosis can be used to begin to explore what might be going on in the subconscious or what might be going on in past life memories that's causing the distress now. And so the reason why I wanted to make this podcast is to share my personal experience of what it has been like to do past life regression work, specifically not necessarily around romantic relationships, because those become entwined into the financial memories very often, but to specifically talk a little bit more about financial healing and trauma and womb work and family dynamics. Because in the history of the United States, very specifically, we're all basically immigrants, right? Many, you know, either we came from the African slave trade and we were slaves here, or we came from Europe and we were immigrants trying to find a better life. The immigration history alone with the United States speaks to we've all come from histories where some ancestors and some generation was dealing with poverty, right? And so we think about the history of the United States. Our country is not that old, right? So it is, you know, to kind of just sit there with the idea of, do you know where your ancestors in Europe or Africa came from? Do you know? Because most people don't know until they're asked that question. Do you know how many generations in your family have struggled with money? Right? Just because this past generation, so for example, me personally, my grandparents were able to overcome their poverty and create a really large business that was passed down to my father's generation. And it's very, very common if you speak to people in the financial world who deal with family businesses that the third generation starts to have problems with continuing the cycle of wealth. And that specifically comes from because there are energies and blocks that have been passed down through the generations that have not been healed yet that will interfere with the continued inheritance of wealth through the generations. Right, so usually three generations down, it's the grandchildren who begin to deal with the karma that was created with how your grandparents may have started a particular business at that particular time. And this is becoming pretty relevant now because if you have family members that are entrepreneurs who created businesses post-World War II, the energy dynamics were kind of repeating a cycle right now. So if there was a lot of wealth or there was a lot of abundance at that time, we might be looking at kind of the mirror right now and doing a lot of healing work, which is what my experience has been. In reverse, if there was a lot of poverty at the time, you might be starting to see the accumulation of wealth in this particular time and money flowing more easily. In either scenario, it's important to begin to think about, okay, is there any energies? Is there something else I need to know from my ancestors that needs to be cleared so this cycle can continue and my future children or grandchildren or future generations do not have to deal with this aspect of karma from this point forward? This is the reason why we do healing work. We don't just do healing work to make ourselves personally feel better. We do this work so that other people in our family and the future generations don't have to do that work. That is the reason why some of us get the soul call to go in and do this deeper level work. In particular, today, I will share the story of what got cleared over the weekend, but I did share a little bit because I am, especially in my friendships with men right now, sharing a lot of what, as a woman, I am going through in my healing journey. So they begin to understand this. There's a time period where we sit in the spa and go to the infrared sauna. But at this level, to do the darker work, it is really hard on the body. It is really hard on the mind. And it's really hard to go through it alone. Right? And this is not something that it's not supposed to be happening this way. What's supposed to be happening is that the space is supposed to be held by the masculine energy of the planet in order for women to do this kind of healing work, in order to do this womb healing, basically trauma work, which is very much tied to Western women's finances and their careers. We are supposed to be held in sacred space to do this work. And in fact, I would prefer if it came with a paycheck from the government to go do this work, because it's the hardest work you will ever do, is to be brave enough to see the real stories that have been happening for thousands of years in your family as to the reason why the things that you desire most may not have happened yet. Right? So as we begin to open up, it's important for some of us to begin to share the stories with men that might be starting a healing journey and still in the rainbows and unicorns phase of climbing a mountain and feeling really good. That's the masculine energy reaching for liberation. That feels really great to reconnect to the divine. But the feminine energy, the coming back down into your body and doing the real womb healing work, the feminine spiritual path, is lonely and it's really freaking hard, right? So for any woman right now that is doing this process alone, I just wanted to let you know that I hear you and I see you. This has been the most lonely period of my life, and it has to be that way because there's not anyone who's going to truly understand what is coming up for healing until it happens to them, right? And I don't think we've gotten to a big enough collective healing process yet. I think it's coming, but not everyone has gotten to this level yet. So I wanted to share what is possible in a past life regression session. And to talk about some of the real stuff that comes up that can be blocking access to your finances and blocking access to living the life that you want, especially if you've been trying to manifest things and they're not happening. Usually when that is happening, there's something in the feminine energy, something in the womb space that is calling the attention. It is time for the dropping down into more of the divine feminine manifestation process, which is very different than the masculine manifestation process. And it is in the feminine manifestation process where we do a lot of the past life trauma work. And in fact, the energy of karma is kept in our root chakra. So our root and sacral chakras, definitely related to a sense of fear, sense of survival, going to contain our karma, and also because of the sacral chakra is going to contain our history with regard to our relationship to finances. So it's just a lot, right? So for me, I'll give you a little bit of a backstory. You know, it seems like every year, and I think if you're an entrepreneur, you'll understand this, that every year there needs to be a recalibration of the business, right? And prior to COVID, I was very, very deep and doing a lot of healing work. And so I was not necessarily seeing clients. I was working on a book and I was just really committed to doing my body-based healing work. Then in 2020, there was a big awakening experience that I've not fully integrated and processed yet and has led. Part of it was a really beautiful, divine, loving experience. but then it led into my ancestral healing work. And there has been different levels of it. One was definitely religious healing, specifically around Christianity. The next level was definitely related to finances on my mother's side and my father's side, which was surprising to me because my father's side, because of the success of my grandfather's business, there was an assumption that there didn't need to be any healing work on finances because everyone seemed to be doing okay financially. Looking back on it now, and I'm going to share in more detail about the red flags that I did not know, there were definitely indications all the way through that something energetically was off, right? And this is what's needed to be cleared out of my body, but also out of just the ancestral history. So what came up this week is I have been doing a really big deep dive into doing energetic work, specifically related to finances of mother wound and father wound. I did the father wound first, thinking, okay, let me start with something easier. I feel like I've done this already. My family had a successful business. I've tried a couple of times on my own, but my own body-based healing journey interfered. So I don't really understand what's going on, but okay, maybe there's something there. When I did that meditation with someone who was doing cord cutting in a very, very gentle way, I think she's probably a healer based in the UK, and it was not a live, first of all, I also want to be very clear, it was not a live meditation. At this point in my journey, I can listen to a recording and I know how to do a regression on myself. So I knew in that moment I needed to do a regression. And so I just sometimes need a little guidance and it can be helpful to hear someone's voice to do that guidance. So I set myself up in my meditation space, doing my own little rituals. I get myself comfortable and then we see what comes up. I was not prepared for the level of seeing the darkness specifically that came up when the past life memory or the trigger or the wisdom that came in about how my family's business got started. That there was so much darkness specifically around how finances were handled way back when that it showed up in a terrifying way. It showed up almost as a creature, right, that wanted to come and have access to me. But it was really just a vision of darkness. But it was terrifying, right? If this had happened early on in my healing journey, I wouldn't be able to talk about it. But at this point, I have learned through my past life regression work and my training, this is just energy, right? There's light energy and there's dark energy. And the dark energy can be transformed. But the key points is that I did not know that it existed. Did not know that there was so much darkness around the beginning of my grandfather's business. That I don't know the full details and I don't need to know. But there were some shady, underhanded things that had happened early on in the business. And then shady, underhanded things that happened because my grandfather was very, very loyal to his sons and his own family. And he made some decisions that darkness has been passed down through the generations, right? So whether they were conscious or unconscious decisions, it's just energy that has been blocking me from being able to move forward in my own life. But when that energy came through, it was such a strong release. Such a strong release that it was shocking to me because I didn't know it existed. So, you know, I spent probably an hour with this crying and just, you know, trying to get this energy out of my body and just sitting with the fact that I have done so much healing work for so long and that the gift of this meditation that was gifted to me for free, by the way, and kind of just showed up at the right time, that triggered probably the biggest breakthrough I had, came out of a blind spot, a blind spot that I did not know existed because I assumed that the money problems were on my mother's side because they've always struggled with money. The money problems are not necessarily on my mother's side because they've struggled. They were on my father's side. And they were on my father's side because they were successful, but successful at a cost, right? So money is an energy, and it can come as an energy that's in a very healthy, loving vibration, or it is an energy that can come with a whole bunch of crap attached to it. And I have experienced, unfortunately, what it is like to have money gifted to me over and over and over again, either from family or coming from other businesses, because this is what I'm here to learn, that has had the negativity attached to it. And so upon receiving, because the energy had not been cleared and I didn't know how to do that, it actually caused problems in my own personal life and I didn't understand. Right? So a past life regression can help teach you how to go back in a meditation in a safe place to go access the memories or to access the wisdom from your past, you know, family members, through maybe use of a spirit guide or, you know, you actually going, you know, into a lifetime where, you know, this was a problem directly for you. So after this whole scenario happened, I then was able to go into a past lifetime where I began to see that this was a repetitive pattern on both sides of my family, which I don't think is unusual for many people who are in the United States. The idea of survival comes in, and that you would do anything in order to protect your loved ones. And so we're not that far removed in the United States from, you know, the stock market crashes of the 20s or, you know, World War II and all these things. And now there's war in other parts of the world. Like, there's just shit that our families and our ancestors have been through. And it can be just very humbling to realize that you might not have any mental attachments, you might not even have any emotional attachments, but energetically, it's still affecting you or someone else in the family, right? So I was then able to go back to a past life where I was a child, and my grandparents, again, were in my life, but in different roles, and to understand how much that we've struggled. Right? And so certain decisions were made that were also not super cute. Those decisions were passed forward and, you know, needed to be dealt with. I've then also had my grandmother come through within a few days of doing this meditation work to, as I'm sitting in meditation, tell me the story of her childhood. Right? Because once a family member become successful, we think all the money problems and all the poverty consciousness and all this stuff has been fixed. But the money itself is not how we fix it. The money is then the opportunity to be able to learn and to, you know, pay providers and courses or whatever to go learn how to do this work, right? And it could be a gift for a generation as a break, but at some point, someone has to do the clearing up of the past in order for the entire family line to move into the future. So my grandmother came in to remind me that she and my grandfather came from nothing. Right? So what I grew up with was new. Right? So she told me the story. My grandmother comes from a coal mining family, immigrated from Lithuania when Lithuania was under Russian occupation. And so I didn't know any of these stories. And most people don't know stories from grandparents because we didn't talk about them at that time. But through things like past life regression and meditation and being open to connecting to the spirit world, we can now access some of this wisdom, either through the help of a teacher and a guide, and then eventually on our own, we can learn our family's stories. And she reminded me that a lot of the fear that was going on, that I was experiencing, was passed down through the generations. The fear of my great-grandmother leaving Lithuania and having, I believe the story is that she might have lied about how old she was, because she was quite young when she got married to my great-grandfather to come to the United States, they had to leave because of war, right? That's not that many generations removed. The fear of my grandmother, they were a coal mining family in Pennsylvania, and there's not a whole lot of money there. And so she had to remind me that when she met my grandfather, she told me that he was very full of himself, but she loved him dearly. That the two of them worked together to overcome their family's poverty at any cost or in any way, shape, or form that was needed, right? So the way that they did that, you know, my grandfather changed their last name because he was worried about the future, because he was worried about future generations with regard to our, you know, their family's religious background at that particular time, because they both came. My grandfather came from Germany. My grandmother came from, you know, Russian-occupied Lithuania. War was on their mind. Being oppressed was on their mind. They didn't want their future generations to go through it, so they actually changed their last name, right? A lot of darkness came with them. My grandfather grew up very poor in the Bronx, became very successful, but where did we come from? We came from poverty. So there can be generations where education is one way of healing. There can be generations where intelligence is in part way of healing. There can be generations where some of the healing is learning about finances in the material world. It can be that business can be part of the healing process. But at some point, there is going to be someone in the ancestral lineage who's going to be capable of doing the spiritual healing work for the family lineage to clear this stuff out. So this was one example of being completely surprised by what some of the money blocks are that are sitting in my womb space that are now causing problems with regard to me moving forward and, you know, shifting and changing my own business at this particular point in time. That darkness of energy, like, it was very dark. That darkness of energy came. And it had sit in meditation and ask, are you done? Are you done with being in my family? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. Because I've done that much work. The answer is always yes. Done being in the family. That darkness had actually been passed between family members, right? And I think it's important to note that if there's any drama, right, I had to recover from financial PTSD because of a lawsuit. When there is that level of drama, there is a dark energy that is playing games and needs help and needs to be cleared. And learning how to do this work has been life-changing for me. And we will see how life-changing it is for other family members, because my hope is that no one else is going to have to be able to do this work. But it's also been very humbling. You know, we keep telling people, just work hard, work hard. And it will happen. Be consistent, it will happen. Sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes it's not happening because there's other things going on that you cannot yet see. Right? So if we all saw and cleared this out, then yes, we need to be disciplined and we need to work harder. We need to do these things. But sometimes we can't see what's really going on. And that's where, you know, working with a past life regression therapist and doing this kind of higher level spiritual work comes into place, because you, if you're open and brave enough, you might be able to clear that story out in a very short period of time and then change the entire trajectory of your, either the coaching you're doing with your business coach, the therapy work you're doing with your regular therapist, and you will get super laser focused on clearing out the old stories and starting fresh. The other example of past life regression work I can share with you is more of a personal one. So if you're working on more relationship stuff, which many of us, you know, are trying to manifest our soulmate in 2024, especially if you've been in the spiritual world like I have and had, you know, are revisiting some, you know, either Magdalene memories or goddess memories, or you're getting ready for the year of the goddess, the idea of love is also forefront and part of the healing process for that at a super high level, especially if you think that you are either I don't like the phrase twin flame, but a lot of people believe that that's part of the process they're working through. If you think part of that is going on, past life regression around relationship stuff becomes incredibly powerful healing tool for you to see why someone has stepped in. And I'm going to be very, very clear that the particular person who stepped in is someone that I have had three text message conversations through an online dating app. Because at this level of being open to energy and of having this much training, the people who start to show up at this level are very important soul-based connections for your healing or for, getting ready for the future. So this, person who showed up, recently, it's been just a very flirty conversation, right? So there's nothing necessarily getting triggered in the actual verbal conversation with someone. It's been very normal, been very flirty, very sexy, it's been fun. But in meditation practice, when that energy comes in and you're sitting in your meditation and that energy comes in and you say, okay, what is it that I need to know right now? And the memory downloads, the past life memory downloads. I cannot tell you how powerful those experiences are, but I would not seek them out. They happen when they are supposed to happen. And this particular one is probably the second most significant clearing that I have had around the idea of love, because it involved being able to see a very, very dark sexual assault that took place when I was working many thousands of years ago in the temple. And he and this contact and this connection that came in, we used to work together. We were temple priest and priestess together. And in this context, we were teaching sacred sexuality and we had a very loving relationship. And so I want to highlight that, on the soul level, the relationship was very loving. On the human level, we're still dealing with ridiculousness and how we're texting each other as humans. But on the soul level, the connection is very, very strong. But so was the trauma on the soul level. So it took some time, and the memory for me came in. And the memory was me being sexually assaulted by someone who stole the temple at that particular time. And he was forced to watch the sexual assault. So the trauma between for both of us was incredibly significant. And to be able to have enough shamanic training and enough past life regression training and enough preparedness to be able to clear that energy for both myself and for someone that I have not met in person was a profound experience of where this healing journey can go and where being open to re-experiencing your spiritual gifts can go, and to know that this is not happening alone, that I know what energy has also been helping to trigger this to happen, to open up the memories of this and to do this work. And when the forgiveness parts of clearing the contracts and all this stuff came in, I then was able to see the face of the perpetrator in that lifetime. And that face, when you listen carefully, that face is now, and that soul is now one of my uncles in this lifetime who was the predominant problem in the litigation and the lawsuit that happened in my family that caused the financial PTSD. So I had to sit, and obviously I'm crying and I'm crying and I'm trying to, be very kind and compassionate to this other soul who's come in to help trigger this healing process. And also because I might be doing this work, but I don't necessarily want, other people remembering unless it's their time to remember. And sitting there and just the download of how many lifetimes that it has taken to get to a point where I have been able to do this work. And that the reason why I never worked in my family business and the reason why things went the way they did financially with that lawsuit is because of the repetition of this ancient memory. Right? So for anyone who's starting a business and struggling, especially for women, there's a shit ton of stuff that could be that needs to be cleared, right? In order to open up the avenue of success, or that sometimes we're just on the path in this lifetime where we're just the ones who are going to clear this stuff out, that's just a choice of the soul made to do this very, very, very deep and very, very, real work of being able to see, re-experience, close up the soul contracts, do the healing work with multiple people, and then forgive. And not forgive because you're okay with the behavior that happened, but to forgive so that you and your physical body can clear and move forward. So when those experiences happened a few days apart from each other, and it was profound energetic change in my physical body, it took a couple of days to recover from doing this high level intensive energy work. And I think that's the process. And so for many clients that are coming in and still working a corporate 9-to-5 job who want to do this deeper work, I really, really am going to just say that this work at this level needs a level of flexibility in your job situation, so that if you need to take a day off, you can take the day off to just drink water and allow your body to rest, right? So sometimes this stuff is not happening because you're in a structured 9-to-5, you're going to traditional therapy, you're just talking things cognitively, and the universe is like, it's just not time. It is not time for you to do some of this work. And you will know when it is time because you will get that intuitive soul pushing you to say, okay, I've done this, I've done that. Past life regression sounds interesting. I'm open. When you are not open, it is not time. And there can be many other beautiful healing modalities that can start to prepare you for this higher level work. And a lot of that stuff is going to sit in a spa and taking care of the body and getting massages and preparing and going to yoga and prepare. You know, that I think that's the wisdom that I've taken out of my yoga training is you cannot be in charge of what the timing of when this happens for you, but the yoga and the breath work are preparatory and training you so that when something like this happens spontaneously in a meditation or a past life regression, you can handle it. Your nervous system is not going to collapse. Your body is not going to fall apart. You are not going to have a psychotic episode. You are prepared. Just like we would prepare someone going to war or someone, you know, preparing for a marathon or a professional athlete. In order to do this higher level work, we have to go through a preparatory process. And when you try to shortcut it, which happens a lot, and then we have traumatic reactions to ayahuasca or psychedelics. We weren't quite ready. It wasn't quite time. We didn't get the intuitive invitation from Pachamama or whatever the plant spirit guide is. We pushed it. We went too soon. We can have some not great experiences. And I've also experienced what it is like to be spiritually pushed before I was ready to have those experiences. And many of us probably have past lifetimes where we've been pushed before we were ready and it wasn't time to do that work. So I just want to, you know, be open. And the past life regression can be a really beautiful experience when you're doing relationship work. It can be really beautiful to see why you're having trouble with your mother, why you're having trouble with your partner, and to be very, and you'd clearly, quickly and clearly be able to rewrite those soul contracts and cut those cords in a way that's not hard when you are supported by a professional. It can completely change the course of the therapy work that you're doing and remove things that are this distraction from the actual work that you need to be doing. But like anything that's in the more alternative healing and holistic healing route, you have to be in charge and you have to be open. And I think what's holding many clients back is fear, which is for good reason. It's fear, and then it's also coming from an energy specifically in the United States that's very wedded to just traditional therapy. And even traditional therapy in the United States is not the therapy that you get when you go to Europe or you go to South America. The therapy that you get in Europe tends to be more psychodynamic and relational. The therapy you're getting in, from the most part in the United States, is very cognitive. So relationship healing and relational trauma healing cannot necessarily happen from the cognitive or left side of your brain. The relational trauma healing is a very intuitive right brain healing process, which is why learning to meditate, which is why yoga nidra, which is why slower, more gentle yoga, all these things can kind of lead to breakthroughs on your own in your relationships because you are trying to access the other side of the brain. But when we're trying to just CBT our way through relational trauma, we might not be making the progress that we wish to make because the therapy itself is not necessarily relational. And things like past life regression, and when done with a professional with enough training, is bypassing the left side of the brain and kind of forcing it to quiet down and getting into the right side of the brain so that you can access things that are at a more unconscious state. So it is based in science, in both the psychology side and also the research they've done with hypnosis and past life regression. But again, you have to follow your own instincts, and this path may not be the right path for everyone. And there can be a reason why you need to do CBT and more cognitive work. And that might be for clients that are very artistic and very psychic, especially if you're at a young age, you are going to need more structure. And that is likely the reason why in the past 20 years, there's been such a focus on CBT, because the people going through the first round of awakening experiences tended to be more artistic, more creative, more out of the box, and very, very psychic. Now we're heading more towards collective awakening, where the people coming in from therapy are very, very grounded, right? So it's the technology people. You're very grounded. You're in your 9-to-5 corporate job. You're grounded. Therefore, if you're that grounded to the material world, you're going to need a different modality, right? So that can be the other reason why you're like, oh, I don't want to do past life regression. I like CBT. It might be because you need the CBT to help ground you because you're already open. You've already been psychic since you were a kid and you've had access to it. And so the groundedness from CBT helps. But for most of the clients that are coming into my practice, it's the opposite, right? That we're very wedded to the material world and having trouble opening up, right? So that can be part of the change that is going on right now. It's causing a lot of confusion when you're trying to seek out therapy or trying to figure out what modality is important for you. This issue right here is, are you grounded and having trouble opening up? Are you having trouble going and connecting to the universe or the divine? You're having trouble with the masculine energy? Or are you so good with the masculine energy that you actually need to quiet it down a little bit and come back down to Mama Earth and deal with the feminine side of things? And those are good questions to ask. And if you don't know, finding someone who's both a therapist who has training in different modalities and has past life regression therapy can be a good place to just do a consult and ask some questions so that you can learn, right? None of the stuff that comes up happens before you are ready. So I have done a lot of this kind of work before. And in the beginning, the memories that come up are really beautiful, right? Because you're not, if the universe wants you to continue doing this work, they're not going to show you the worst thing, that's ever happened to your soul. And if that does happen, I guarantee you that there is some energetic interference coming in that needs to be cleared. And that is a whole nother episode. And that is often related to spirit releasement work, which is part of training of Reiki practitioners, but also therapists can have that training too. That's a different episode. But usually in the beginning, this process is really beautiful for a reason, right? There's wisdom to showing you the lights first before having to go and deal with some of the more darker parts that of the stories that I just shared, right? So it's important for you to know where you are in your own journey. And it's also important for you to know if it's time to begin to do some of this deeper work, or do you need some time off to integrate? So I hope this was an interesting episode for you, with me sharing some of, you know, just my own personal experiences with past life regression. It's been particularly very, very helpful, and being able to learn how to do some of those meditation techniques has really been a big part of my healing journey and clearing out a lot of the old stuff related to business. I just want to remind you that this episode was really related to finances and business and the intertwinement that many of us have somewhere in our family lineage of entrepreneurship, business, some toxicity, and then dramatic family dynamics that does not need to follow us into the future. We can let it go, and we can clear things out mentally, emotionally, and energetically. So if you have any questions, feel free to send an email, and I hope that you enjoyed the session. If you would like some more information, please visit our website at www.drjenniferbrhodes.com or reach out to Dr. Jenny on Instagram at her handle at Jennifer B. Rhodes, or feel free to send her an email at drjenny@drjenniferbrhodes.com. If you have any suggestions for future episodes or have any questions about the information you heard in this episode, please do not hesitate to reach out. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. And if there's anything else that you need, please don't hesitate to reach out. Please also remember that the information in this podcast is for informational use only. Please go ahead and consult your medical team or any other advisors that you have regarding any questions about your mental health or anything that may have been triggered during this episode. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll look forward to connecting with you soon.